This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. Each week, we take a hard look at the subject of spiritual warfare. This is a very serious matter and needs the careful instruction from someone who knows firsthand the destructive measures of its grip, but also the freedom in Christ that we can experience through its deliverance. And so it is my great honor that I can introduce to you our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Rob, so nice to have you back in the studio again today.
Good to be with you, Tim, and all our listeners on The Invisible War. I'm so excited to be able to share this special time with our many friends.
Dr. Randall, speaking of our listeners, without them, all we have is a program that fills the air. So we are truly grateful for everyone who takes the time to listen to The Invisible War, as well as their words of encouragement. I know that means a lot to you too, Rob.
I want to personally thank you for your emails and letters. So many of you continue to encourage us week after week. Let us know how we can help you, and thank you so much for your support of The Invisible War.
How true that is. Thank you for your support and encouragement of The Invisible War radio program with Dr. Randall. Last week, we launched into the second topic of this series called Lies That Kill, where Dr. Randall is taking several key beliefs in our modern-day culture that totally goes against the grain of God's truth. This is a lie from the enemy that says, any God will do just as long as I'm sincere. If you missed any of the programs, including last week's, you can hear any of them by going to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, there's a lot to cover, so let's get right to what you want to share with us today.
The argument that the belief in a plurality of gods is stronger than the belief in the one true and living Jehovah God as set forth in the Bible has a shallow echo. A shallow echo. Listen to some of these old, worn out, and misguided arguments. Just so long as folks are sincere, isn't that all that really matters? Since there is only one God, does it really matter what you call him? Isn't all that really matters is that we practice some kind of religion and follow the God of our choice to the best of our understanding? Isn't being religious the way we all become better people? You know, all these sound pretty good, until you look at the fine print of the offering of religion without a relationship with Jehovah God through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. All that Satan has done or will ever do is based on our willingness to believe his lies. He is the father of lies. Jesus called the devil the father of lies. Since we know the devil is a murderer seeking someone to devour, then it must follow that his lies can kill. Believing Satan's lies can get you killed. The only answer for Satan's lies is the truth of God's word. May I ask you today, if what you believed about God was wrong, it was just wrong, wouldn't you want to know it? Well, I sure would. No matter what we have been taught or how sincere a person may be, is it possible for us to believe the wrong things in our understanding? Of course it is. Sincerity does not carry with it the guarantee that all things will somehow turn out okay. The only way we can know that we are believing in is true is to ask ourselves, does what I'm believing about God come from God? Does it come from His revelation? Or does it come from man's opinions or my persuasions about God? It is crucial that we understand the Word of God was given to us by the Holy Spirit. It has come to us through the lives and pens of men, yes, but ultimately it was given to us by God, as we have thoroughly discussed in the previous study of this series on lies that kill. Here's what is different about the Bible. In 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21, listen to the word, "But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21. You might be wondering, Dr. Randall, why did you begin with these lies in the study? Why did you begin with the issue of the Bible being the Word of God, and now any God will do just so long as I am sincere? Why did you begin your study with these? May I say to you, as I have reiterated on the program, that if we do not believe the Word of God is true, Satan has a distinct advantage in destroying our lives, our churches, our families, and our children. Please hear me. Faith is an issue of believing what God has said is true. I want to give two illustrations why it is so important for us to believe the Word of God. There was a young evangelist. We all know him as Billy Graham. I have heard Dr. Graham share this story on two different occasions, and I want to share this story with you. As a young evangelist, in Bible class, a professor raised a question about the authority of the Word of God. This question began to eat at the faith and undermine the faith of the young evangelist, Dr. Graham. He went to his counselors. And a wonderful man of God who was his counselor, who was a professor of evangelism as well as an evangelist himself, told Dr. Graham, he said, "Billy, you're going to have to deal with this with the Lord. It is between you and the Lord. You will have to seek Him to know how to deal with this matter." So with great struggle, Dr. Graham went in a moonlit night and opened up his Bible on a tree stump and laid it out before the Lord and began to pray. And he said, Lord Jesus, I believe this is your word, even though I have questions that may never be answered. From this moment on, I will walk in the truth of your word." Folks, I shudder to think what this world would look like if it not been for the ministry of Billy Graham. And it all came from a moment in time when he was willing to believe what God's Word says is true. Some years ago, I was preaching a revival meeting in West Texas. While a seminary student, we learned of a pastor who had hung himself. His church was remodeling the sanctuary, and to everyone's shock, when they arrived at the church on Sunday morning, they found their pastor hung over the scaffolds, literally over the altar of the church. Some years later, I had the privilege of preaching a revival meeting in that same sanctuary, in that same church. I cannot describe the spiritual devastation that had taken place upon that community because the pastor had committed suicide. I walked into the office one day, and I said to the secretary, "I understand that you were the secretary of this man who had committed suicide, who was your pastor." She said, "Yes." I said, "Could you give any insight as to why this happened?" She said, "Brother Randall, I can." Every Monday morning, he would sit in the chair that you're sitting in, discouraged and despondent. And he would say to me, "I would give anything if what I preached yesterday I could believe is true." Please hear my heart. The lie that somehow the Bible can't be believed is a lie Satan can use to destroy everything that God has given us. Faith. What is faith? You know, over 25 years ago, my father and I were conducting a series of meetings in a small town in the wheat fields of western Kansas. One night during the revival meeting, my dad preached an especially powerful message on faith. While retiring for the evening to our motel room after the service, Dad turned to me and said, "Rob, what was wrong with the service tonight? Something just wasn't right." I replied, "Daddy, they didn't have a clue what you were preaching about." Tragically, many believers today do not understand true biblical faith. Faith is not the process by which we just believe in something, however noble or religious. Then what is faith, Dr. Randall? What is it? Is faith the unyielding desire to see or feel something from God? Is it a trigger when pulled, men can manipulate God to do their bidding? Is faith an exercise of mental weakness by which we ignore all matters of science and education? What is faith? Please hear me today. Faith is not subjective. For faith to be true biblical faith, it must be objective. That is, faith does not begin with us. Faith is a response to what God has said. The writer of Hebrews puts it this way: "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's look carefully at the words assurance and conviction. In what are we to invest our assurance? In what must our conviction be placed? Faith is the assurance and conviction that God will do what He has said in His Word. Hebrews chapter 11, we find listed for us God's examples of men and women who are willing to obey what God had told them. In each example of biblical faith listed in the great, what I call, Hall of the Faithful, we see that God spoke first before these men and women could obey. Through the witness of their obedience to God, these great men and women become the superstars of faith that our Lord decided to use to teach us how to live by faith. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said it well: "Then you must see to it that your faith is that which rests only upon truth, for if there be any error or false notion in the fashioning of it, that shall be a joint in it that the spear can pierce. You must take care that your faith is agreeable to God's word, that you depend upon true and real promises, upon the sure word of testimony, and not upon the fictions and fancies of dreams of men." Would you note carefully with me the three aspects of authentic biblical faith? First of all, for faith to exist, God must speak. There first must be revelation. For there to be authentic faith, we must respond to "Thus saith the Lord." God must speak first before faith can exist. Faith is simply this: believing what God has said is true. Hebrews 11:7. Do you see it? "By faith Noah, being warned of God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household." Faith is the response to the revelation of God. Faith believes what God says. Secondly, not only does revelation need to exist for there to be faith, but there must be a decision within our hearts. Before faith can be born, a decision must be made in our hearts. That decision is whether or not to accept what God has said as true. Our active will is necessary for faith to have its rightful place in the life of the believer. Hebrews 11, verse 11. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life. Since, hear the words, since she considered him faithful who had promised. There was a decision in Sarah's heart, and for us to walk in faith, we too have to decide what God has said is true. But we're not done yet. For faith to exist, not only is there revelation, not only is there a decision, the act of the will, but there has to be action. Please hear it with your heart. After God has spoken and after the decision is made to believe what God has said, the believer still has not entered into faith. Faith is the action based upon belief in what God has said. I like what one evangelist friend has said, what we believe is what we do. Everything else is just talk. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. Hear the word. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Faith is not just a belief in a doctrine or a teaching. No, faith is responding to what God has said to the extent of ordering our lives on the basis of His revelation. The idea that somehow if we just desire or somehow are persuaded that in our good conscience we have chosen to do the best we know how, and that's all God expects of us, is to accept any God will do as long as we're sincere, is simply not true. It is essential that we learn not just what faith is, but we practice what God has told us in His Word. We must believe what the Bible says about Jehovah God being the only one true and living God.
And with that, we've come to the end of the program today. But we'll look forward to hearing more on this topic next week, right here on The Invisible War. We also could not be doing this without your support, financially and in prayer. The airtime is never free, so we depend on your partnership to bring the program to you each week. If this ministry has been a blessing to you in any way, we really need to hear from you today. Call us with your generous support at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. Call with your gift today, 1-877-808-8886. You can also contact Rob with any question you might have on the topics we've been talking about the last few weeks. Go to our website, and there you will find a place where you can send Dr. Randall any question you have, theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, we have a big event that's happening next Saturday. Why don't you share this with us?
These are the last days for you to register for our next conference on spiritual warfare. Because of the onslaught of Satan against our lives, our churches, our families, and most particularly our children, it is necessary for all of us who know Christ to learn to walk in the freedom of Christ. Why is that so important? It's so important so that our prayers will be effective when we battle for those we love. I want to take this opportunity and invite you to go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And on our homepage, click on the Invisible War Conference registration prompts, and from there you can register for our next conference this week. We will meet this Saturday, February 26, at the Getaway Cabins Retreat Center in Weatherford, Texas. I look forward to meeting you as we study God's Word together concerning how to walk in the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. If you know of someone who needs a time of prayer and healing, Bring them with you this Saturday, February the 26th, at the Getaway Cabins Retreat Center in Weatherford, Texas. Again, there's just a few more days for you to register for our conference. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the conference registration prompts. We need to hear from you today. I look forward to seeing you in Weatherford this Saturday. As I have traveled around the world to share Christ on long-term as well as short-term missionary journeys, as I know many of you have, you know it's vitally important that we have access to a safe and blessed travel experience. One of our sponsors, Our Mission Travel, is committed to see that your travel needs are met with care and great integrity. While offering the lowest rates on all your travel needs, our friends at Our Mission Travel are standing by to help make your missionary experience one that you will long remember. The good folks at Our Mission Travel are waiting for your phone call to take care of your every travel need. Visit our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and there you will find a link to Our Mission Travel website dedicated to the needs of the Christian community. It may very well be that you have in your heart, or maybe your church is planning a mission trip this year. For all your travel needs, contact Our Mission Travel. They'll be more than happy to help you with all the details of your trip as you share Christ around the world. Call our friends today at Our Mission Travel. You'll be glad you did.
Thanks again for listening to The Invisible War with our host, Dr. Rob Randall. Rob, as we come to the end of the program today, could you take a moment to wrap things up and also to pray with us?
What a great joy it is mine to have spent this time with you on The Invisible War. Would you join me in prayer today? Would you just quiet your heart with me as we go before the throne room of heaven? You know, words are not magic. God knows our hearts. All of us have burdens. All of us have difficulties. All of us are in this war. But I want you to know that victory in Jesus is available in Him. Would you turn from your sin today and turn to Him? Would you do it with me? Folks, nobody's better than anybody else. We're all a mess. We all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. That's why Jesus had to die for all of us. We're all a mess. Would you turn from your sin and turn to Christ? Would you do it right now? Let me have the privilege of praying for you and praying with you. Would you give me that privilege now? Lord Jesus, I ask that you would put my friend now. Put us in the circle of your blood for healing, for cleansing, for protection. I ask that no other voice be heard but the voice of the Lord Jesus. I ask that you would bind the tongues of the liars. Remove every blocking spirit of any kind that would keep us from receiving the work of Christ in our hearts today. Remove every lie. Lord, remove every block, every cover. Lord, I ask that you would cut the ties, all of the ties to Satan, beast, the false prophet, the Antichrist. All of this stuff that has dishonored thy name through the centuries, I ask you, Lord, that you would cut the ties. We bring our lives before you. Lord, we're tired of telling you what to do. Forgive us. We humble ourselves before you today and ask that you would do the greatest work for your greatest glory. Now, if you're not certain that you've ever given your heart to Christ, you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, would you pray this prayer with me? Right where you are, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right, pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. If you've prayed with me today, I'd like to hear from you. Would you contact me? You can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can visit our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Let me know how I can pray for you. If you need further prayer, let us know how we can help you. May God bless you today. We look forward to meeting with you next week as we continue this study on lies that kill, on the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.